Good morning, Word of Life Church. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. What a great day it is. What a great year it's going to be. Amen. Well, first of all, this morning I want to tell you the Word of God always says to be ready in season and out of season. So as we go forth into 2022, may we be ready in season and out of season to always declare the Word of the Lord through healing, prosperity, strength, encouragement. And may we go forth not only knowing that this is a year of victory, but that, Lord, that we can come before you and we can celebrate the fact that Pastor Ron is back. She Amen. Is back. And I wanted to tell you that in December of 2020, I had the monoclonal antibodies. And it does work. It does work. So, you know, some people say, well, you know, I have faith and I believe that God's going to heal me. Yeah, God heals you. But he used doctors to heal you, too. Amen. He used doctors to heal us. So we can't sit back and say, well, I'm not going to do any of that because, you know, I trust God. Yeah, I trust God, too. I had to trust God this morning when I got out of bed because I had a trial in my life just getting up and knowing that I had a challenge with my blood sugar. So here I am. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rhonda. This week when I talked to you, I just knew, I started to cry with you. And I just knew that I had to offer to relieve you because there's a time when you need to get rest. And it was a well-deserved rest, even though it was through sickness. But praise God, you are well. So let's get into the Word this morning. God uses life's bruises. And if you have walked with God for any length of time, you must know that God uses bruises. He uses trials to help us trust him in all things. My message title today is Trust on Trial. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? If you know him to break chains, the Bible says he's a chain breaker. He's a way maker. If you know him to, set free, if he is your savior, let's give him praise this morning. How about it? Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this morning we bless you, Jesus. We give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are our victory. You are our hope. You are our help. You are our strength. You are our healer and our deliverer. You are a way maker, a promise keeper, our light in the darkness. You are a bridge over troubled waters, a shelter in the time of storm. You are our cloud by day and our fire by night. We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us. You are with us always, Lord, even till the end of times. We praise you today, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you for victory today. We thank you for living hope today, Lord. We thank you that we can look to the hills from whence our help cometh and know that it comes from you, O Lord. Psalm 121, one of my favorite verses. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel shall not slumber or sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is our shade at our right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and he shall preserve your soul. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen means so be it. So be it. So be this Psalm 121. So be the Word of God that comes into our life. Thanks be unto you, God, who always causes all of us to triumph. I declare that hope, peace, joy, healing would invade every home. Every life. those facing difficult times, battling sickness in their body, I declare that you, Lord, are our healer this morning.
Amen.
You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. And this morning, I speak hope into your life, into your home, into that hospital room. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Health and healing over our lives, over our church and over our families. You know, this might be kind of like, well, maybe it's a simple message for 2022. But you know, I asked the Lord, I said, you know, we could have a real good message like we're going to promise we're going to do this and we're going to make New Year's resolutions. We're not going to make New Year's resolutions. We already have them through the Word of God.
That's it.
Amen?
Amen.
So I asked the Lord and I sat in the office and I just pondered a little bit. You know, it's good to ponder. It's good to ponder the Word of God because the Holy Spirit speaks to us and says, this is the way you go. This is what you do. So health and healing over our families, over our church, over our home, and over Gary and Pastor Rhonda. I speak it over our nation in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that we do have a living hope. You know, it's hard for me because I get really upset. I told Pastor Ralph this morning, I get really upset because we have a living hope. And it seems like this whole world's gone crazy. Crazy. So focused on a sickness that's 99.9% curable that they're gone crazy. Everywhere. In other countries. In our country. Christians who know the Word of God. Christians who believe that God is their healer. All of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness gracious. But we have a living hope. I ask you this morning that you would come, Holy Spirit. Come and move in this place. Come and move in the homes of those who are watching. Come and move. Come and do what only you can do today. Holy Spirit, come strategically to each person and each family today. God, where there needs to be clarity about all these situations, give them clarity. Remove fear. Remove doubt. Renew our minds and comfort our spirits. We thank you, Lord, that at times like these, when we face all kinds of trials and sickness, that we do have a living hope. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that dripped from the cross. You know, we just celebrated a week ago a baby in a manger. Baby's not in the manger anymore. He is now our living hope because of the blood he shed for you and me. So today, if you believe that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's raise our hands and give him a praise. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor, Father. You are worthy of our praise. We praise you, Father, that there is no circumstance that you do not have control over. Father, I thank you that when we praise you this morning, that you are honored by our praise. Oh, hallelujah. This morning we make our praise a declaration of our faith that says regardless, we still believe no matter what. We still believe no matter what we hear. We still believe over all the lies, over all the deceptions that are going on all around us. We still believe, Lord God. We still believe because you are still in control. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you that hell is not in control. Demons are not in control. God, you are in control. And Father, we lift our hands up today to you and we praise your holy name. We praise you, holy Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy has messed with the wrong church. The enemy has messed with the wrong church. The wrong person. The wrong household. When he tried to capture the Butz household.
Yes.
It was the wrong decision on his part.
Yes.
It was the wrong family. And if he's trying to invade your family, I stand right now and I declare that you are the wrong person. You will have it is the wrong family. It is the wrong household. And we here have an army of prayer warriors. We believe in the power of the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Man, I can't say that I worked a whole lot this week, but I was in that office, and praise the name of the Lord, I'm charged. I'm charged to help your mind and your thoughts be changed from defeat to victory today in
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Yes,
we believed that Luke 10:19. That says, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Right.
Do you believe that today?
Yes.
How about you at home? Do you believe that? Go ahead. Give the Lord a shout.
Yeah. Thank you for the authority, Lord.
Serpents and scorpions are symbols of spiritual enemies and demonic power over which Jesus has given us his followers. Followers power. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Then you have this power, but you have to activate it. That's the key. Activation. Activate yourself today. Activate your family. Activate your life. Man, I'm charged and I'm going to just preach it. Matthew 10:1. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. You know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired for 2 years of sickness. I'm tired of 2 years of disease. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that it is gone in Jesus' mighty name. I bind it off this earth in Jesus' name. Are you one of his disciples? Following him?
Yes.
You have the power through your words. Do you know that?
Yes.
A lot of people don't. Because, oh, poor me. Oh, this happened, and oh, poor me. I'm such a victim. No, you have power through your words. I believe that the finished power of Jesus Christ makes us overcomers. We're triumphant over every trial in our life. Through Jesus Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is on our side, and who shall we fear? Oh my goodness. We could have another message on that one. All the fear that is in this country has to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fear is false evidence appearing real. Why would we even listen to false evidence? Why wouldn't we research the truth for ourselves? Why wouldn't we go to God and say, God, show me in Scripture. Show me in this word what you want me to know. Show me how to be an overcomer. I understand that a lot of us, maybe we're new in Christ and we don't know how to be overcomers, but we need to learn how to be overcomers.
Amen.
In 2022, we need to seek out God. We need to seek out his word. We need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we need to follow him every day of our life. And when he says move to the right, you move. That's the left. When he says move to the right, you move to the right. When he says move to the left, you move to the left. You don't go straight ahead, and you definitely don't go backwards. And that's what's happening right now. A lot of people are going backwards. The Lord is on our side. We're not to be fearful. And what can man do unto us? What can man do unto us? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Yes.
Do you really in your heart believe that God is for us?
Amen. Yes, he is.
Why are you laughing? God is for us because I'm fired today. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of 2020. I'm tired of 2021. And I want to get into 2022 in victory. Yes! But let me tell you something. Sometimes you just have to get out of your head. Wow, that's a statement and a half. You gotta get out of your head. Your thoughts. Your thoughts. Those thoughts that are contrary to the Word of God. How many times in the past 2 years have you had thoughts that were contrary to the Word of God? You don't have to tell me, because I probably could tell you. You were full of them. Just like I was at times. But we have victory over our thoughts. Get rid of the buts and the ifs. It's a B-U-T. And the I-Fs. Get rid of them. But what if this comes to my house? What if? What if I get this thing that's going all around? What if? Get rid of it. Declare victory. Because the Word of God is your victory. And the Word of God is truth. In Nahum. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. It reads, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who trust in him." Isaiah 55. 8 through 12 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Verse 10, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Verse 11 says, "So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void." It doesn't return to him void. "But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper the thing for which I sent it." Verse 12, "For you shall go out with joy and be led with peace." And I declare that for 2022. I went out with joy. And I'm going to be led in 2021. I went out with joy. And in 2022, I'm going to be led by God's peace. Not by the peace that you hear on CNN and all these other crazy things. It's deceptive. And it's time that we as the children of Almighty God really recognize the deceits and the deceptive practices that the enemy uses through people to discourage us. And to discourage us to maybe have our thinking change just a little bit. So this morning, I'm going to calm down a little bit. And I'm going to talk to you about when your trust is on trial. When your trust is going through a little trial. In Nahum chapter 1, you have to study what he was going through when he made that comment. He was a prophet. And the number one thing he said is, "The Lord is good." That's all we need to know. The Lord is good. Circumstances may be bad, but God is good. Situations may be bad, but God is good. The situation surrounding you does not determine the character of God. I'm going to repeat that. The situation surrounding you does not determine the character of God. He is good, and he will always be good. The scripture said he is a good God, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Did you ever try to get through something that was a stronghold, a strong tower, a strong wall? Can't get through it. And there for a while, we had a strong tower at the border of Texas. A stronghold, a strong wall. Sometimes in this thing called life, all of us at times may hit the turbulence of life and face trouble. Trouble is not prejudice toward any address. Not. Days of trouble will come, Jesus told us. He told us that in John 16:33. "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen? Amen. Being a Christian does not, listen to me, being a Christian does not keep us from going through things. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. You will go through things. You will face things. But here's the difference. And it's a big difference. It's a mighty difference. And praise the name of the Lord for this difference. We have the Lord who said, "I'll be a stronghold when you are going through the hardships and struggles and sickness and everything the enemy hits you with. Strongholds means a refuge, a hiding place. Oh, don't you just want to hide under the wings, on the shelter of his wings? Psalm 91. The presence of trouble is not the absence of God. You have to know that. We all go through trouble. We all go through loss. But it's not the absence of God. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Verse 2 starts off with, therefore, we will not fear. Therefore, look at verse 1. Therefore, God is our refuge, and God is our strength, and God is a very present help in trouble. And that is something we all have to be fighting today. Every one of us, everyone sitting in this room and everyone listening, we all have to fight it. We all have to fight fear. It's everywhere in our country. We hear it from everywhere. Even those who love Jesus are fearful. Know that if you have troubles in your life, God is there. If you don't believe me, you can text the three Hebrew boys, and right in the midst of hot trouble, God stood there as the fourth man in the fire. The enemy wants to use troubling times to discourage us, disappoint us, and wants us in despair. So we give up. We're not quitters, are we? Remember, we had that message, quitters, campers, and climbers. We're not quitters. Question the goodness of God. The enemy wants us to question God's goodness. Have you ever questioned, is God still for me? Is God still with me? Surely, no one in his church has ever done that. Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Because I've done it. I've done it. All of us have. But that doesn't mean we can't change. I bet you no one in this church has ever felt like giving up. Maybe not today because it's early. What about yesterday? Or the day before? Or 2 weeks before? Or maybe in 2020 or 2021, have you felt like giving up? Maybe. But we have this hope that God says, I am your stronghold in the day of trouble. And the key is he knows those who trust him. So God knows if we trust him. It will take a deliberate and intentional choice to trust him. There is a difference between faith and trust. I'm not talking about a faith fight. I'm talking about a trust trial. In Matthew 8, chapter 2, a leper came and worshiped Jesus, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The leper didn't have a problem with faith. He said, I know you can make me clean, but I'm struggling. Will you do it or not? Oh, I'm looking at you all, and I know that you have those struggles at times. Will he do it or not? Faith has to do with God's actions, but trust has to do with God's ability. We have to trust that God is credible in our situation. Look at his history. He has proved time and time and time again that he is credible and that we can trust God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, I'm going to read to you verses 5 through 8. If you have a Bible, you can turn there, and if not, you can listen. Jeremiah 17, chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. It's the 17, versículo 5 to 8. Now, if you don't know that, you can. That's for some of you who know Spanish. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land which is not inhabited. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. You want to keep bearing fruit, don't you? You want to keep bearing fruit. And the scripture, it says, when the heat comes, when the troubles come, when the hardship comes, God said, if you will keep your trust in me, I will be your stronghold in every day of trouble, in famine or in lack. He can cause us to prosper. Don't let your circumstances distract you from trusting the Lord God. He is there for you. He is always with you. Always. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God and we trust in him. When we trust in the Lord, miracles will come. Trust on trial. We trust people and things we don't understand, but when it comes to God, we struggle. You know, I'm sure every one of you have a cell phone. You trust that cell phone. If you turn it on and want to call somebody, it's going to work. Here's a pen. I can push the top of the button and the point comes out and I can write with it. I trust it. I trust it is going to let me write something on a piece of paper that I need to remember. See, we trust in things. But do we trust God for what he says in his word? We must be willing to live without always having an explanation or understanding of why this or that happens. Why do things happen? We have to live with the understanding that we need to trust God and not have an explanation of why it happened. We live by promises. And when God doesn't give us a reason, at the end, he will give us a revelation. He didn't give Joseph a reason for the pit. He just said, I am with you. He didn't give him a reason for the prison. He said, I am with you. And when you are going through challenges of life, oftentimes God may not give you a reason. But on the other side of it all, God says they meant it for evil. But I'm still going to do what I said I would do if you only trust me. He turns our situation around for good. Psalm 105:19. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. You know, in my Bible, it's a spirit-filled Bible, and the title at the top of that Psalm 105 is known as the eternal faithfulness of the Lord. The Lord is eternal faithful. He is. He is. You may be struggling. You may be struggling today. You may be praying, believing, and waiting for God to answer your prayers. You don't have all the answers. You just have a question mark. I'm looking at you out there today because I believe you have a question mark. Will God answer? Will he heal? Will we experience a miracle? Maybe you pray and pray and nothing seems to change quickly enough. Your trust is on trial. Think about it. Trust on trial. Do you believe God? We go through life sailing through difficult times and all of a sudden, wham! It takes endurance. It takes believing God when all around, everything around us seems dim. It takes thanking God for answered prayers. You know, we can pray and pray and pray and pray. You know, when I had a melanoma and they gave me 6 months to live, I prayed, but then I realized the Lord told me it's time to thank me. So I began to thank him. And I began to thank him. And that's another story. But I used to thank Jesus all night long. And my husband would say, please, I have to go to work tomorrow. And you're keeping me up. Praise you, Jesus. I just praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for my healing. I just praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. I didn't listen to him. I just kept right on praising the Lord. Have you prayed and prayed and prayed? Now it's time to begin to thank him. And you will see him move in every situation. because our Lord loves when we thank him. Be careful of your thoughts and your words. Take every thought captive. Every thought that is not the Christ-centered, that is not what the word says. And every word needs to be a positive confession. You know, one thing, my husband, maybe me too, but my husband for sure, he just doesn't let anybody pray for him. And he's got into trouble with some people sometimes because he wouldn't let them pray for him. But he doesn't know what they're going to say. And what if it's negative? What if it isn't a positive thing? Our words are important, especially every day. Our words are always important, but especially in times of adversity. Don't let the thoughts that are negative in your mind have a place. Trust him to deliver you. Psalm 97, 7, and then it goes on to 10. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Naturally speaking, this is a terrifying world, isn't it? It's terrifying. Something we've never seen in our life before is going on in our world. A world that staggers from one disaster to another. Daily, if we listen, we hear about all sorts of evil. Evil, evil, evil. But in the midst of it, God is promising to be a refuge and a fortress to those who trust and dwell in him. 2022. There may be very difficult times for some people. But then there's going to be many blessings for others. So if you're standing in your time with God, you might face some difficult times. But if you're fervent and you press into God's word in 2022, there are many blessings that he has for you. Maybe you say, he made that promise thousands of years ago, but we are more desperate today. That may be so, but you know what? That promise is right up to date. It was made for us. No evil will befall you. What a statement. You need to catch hold of it and believe it today. Believe that God wants to be your God in your life. He wants to be your protection. He wants to be your healer, your security. He wants to be the first name you call when you get up in the morning and put your feet on the floor. And even before you put your feet on the floor, he wants to be the first name that you call. He wants to be the one that you trust and look to keep you safe. He wants to be the one you call for healing. If you do that, he will never, ever let you down. He can handle all the dangers of this life that surround you. Trust me. I've been around a long time and I know. I don't care how bad they are. He can handle them. No matter how terrifying things around you seem to get, trust God. You know, God will always be faithful. Always. He will never be out doing something else when you need help. He'll stop. He'll stop on his way to help somebody else just to help you because he loves you. He will be right there to deliver you from any situation. Let him prove in your life what he proved in the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that no other can deliver like him. Many times when we are in the fight, our strength weakens, our human strength. In the book of Acts, the 14th chapter, Paul was stoned by a group of Jews. His human strength had ended. You know, sometimes when we're going through battles, our strength can weaken a little bit. But think about this. Paul was absolutely powerless. But the disciples gathered around him and prayed, and the Lord raised him up, and he went on his way. You see, when Paul didn't have enough human strength to overcome God's miracle-working power was sufficient for him. It enabled him to be an overcomer in spite of his weakness. So let me encourage you. If you face a crisis today, or any day. If you face sickness and need healing, if your finances are out of control, if your family needs healing, if your thoughts are out of control, if you are bound by bad habits, if you have done absolutely all you know to do and still haven't gotten the results, then rejoice. For when your human strength ends, the power of God excels. All you have to do is believe. Just believe. God's grace is sufficient for you. So today, we use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God to fight Satan. We use the word of God every time we face a trial, and even when we aren't in a trial, we use God's word. Hold up your shield of faith. If you're at home after this message, go get your shield of faith and hold it up before God. And you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Speak words of faith and fear departs. You see, when we face trials and fear tries to enter our thinking, boy, we sure do. That's when we need the mind of Christ. So today, can we all agree together that God is in control and we can cast all our cares and burdens on Him because He cares for us? We're not finished with this service today, because after the service is finished, we're going to have an anointing service, something that Roger and I have done for years in a different location. And we have seen so many miracles in that year happen. So I don't want you to think about it right now, because we're going to continue on with this message and prayer. But at the end of the service, I'm going to ask you, what is it, the one thing in your heart, for you, for your family, that you would like to see God do for you in the year 2022? And we have anointing oil, and we are going to anoint you and pray over you that you will see that come to pass. And let me just tell you, many times we saw God move. Because the anointing service that took place in this location, not this one, a different one, several years ago, a couple came forward, and they were trying to have a baby for years. And she was weeping and weeping before us. And Roger and I stood together with them, and we anointed them with oil, that they would relax about the situation that they were in, and that God would grant them their wish, and that they would have a child. And within 3 months later, we heard that she was expecting a baby. And she had a little girl, and now they have their second little girl. There was one instance where God spoke over a family. I think they had a family of four, Roger. He spoke, he said, "You're going to have another baby." We're not going to speak that over you if you don't want that. But I'm just telling you that God moved. God moved. Yeah, a miracle. God does miracles. Total is possibly. So let me close with this. When the devil has a plan to take you out, God has a plan to keep you in. So Ralph, can we please have that song? And after we sing and declare this song over our lives and listen carefully to it, I have a prayer for our country, and then we're going to have the anointing.
Flesh and bone, you are not weak or slow, you're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold, your heart's not angry and closed. Even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us. You won't hold back when it comes to your children. You fiercely defend. and delivered. You're fighting for us, always fighting for us. You never close your eyes, you've never been surprised. Whatever war may rise, you're fighting for us. You move with holy rage in all your miraculous ways. We simply stand here amazed, 'cause you're fighting for us. You won't hold back when it comes to your children. You fiercely defend us till we stand delivered. You're fighting for us, always fighting for us. You won't back down facing armies of thousands. You speak one word and they scatter around us. You're fighting for us, always fighting.
Well, if that doesn't knock your socks off, I don't know what will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is always fighting for us. Always. Today, January 2nd, 2022. Let's agree in prayer for our country. It's more of a declaration, a confession, and a prayer. Lord, Father, we have struggled with discouragement, sin, untruth, even despair. The hopes of many have been crushed. We know, God, that you are still on the throne. You are the righteous, and your word is true. Despite what we all lived through in the past 2 years, we are encouraged for a new start to a new year, because you are in it. You've always been in it. You've been in the past 2 years. Some of us just haven't seen you like we wanted to see you. But you've always been there. You're always moving. You're moving right now on our behalf. You are so faithful. You are doing things for all when we cry out, help. Lord, we trust you. We do not fear. Our comfort is not in the news or events we see happening. We know you are faithful, and your mercy endures forever. And great, great is your faithfulness. Thank you that you are a light in the darkness. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving us peace and comfort and guidance through 2022. We agree right now that our country will know peace, the peace that passes all understanding, and joy that's found only in your presence. Thank you, my Lord, for wisdom. Pour out your Spirit in our country. We look forward for a great revival of souls. Cause that great revival to take place. But let it start within us. Expose all the plans of the enemy and deliver us from evil. We pray for all those in government making those decisions, vital decisions, that they would be truthful and trustworthy. Turn things around, Lord. Be with those fighting for our freedom. Give them direction. And may they succeed in everything they put forth. 2022. Lord, we count it as a year of blessing, a year of strength, a year of love. And may the truth be known as all evils are uncovered. And may the United States of America once again be in peace. And may freedom ring. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen.